which is 5 minutes of dictation at 225 words per minute. Ready? Begin. Would you state your full name for the ladies and gentlemen of the jury?
William Robertson.
Mr. Robertson, where are you employed at the moment?
I work for United Parcel Service.
What kind of work do you do for them, Mr. Robertson?
I drive a delivery truck.
Do you drive a local route here in the Dallas area?
I did when I was originally employed with the company.
Has that been changed?
It has.
Approximately when did your job change?
I think it was 3 weeks ago.
Please tell us a little bit about your new position, sir.
I still drive a delivery truck, but the location has changed.
Are you still driving in the same general area, or have you been transferred out of the Dallas area?
They transferred me to Austin last month.
Are you a married man, Mr. Robertson?
Yes, I certainly am.
Does Mrs. Robertson work outside the home?
Not at the present time.
Has she ever been employed outside the home?
She stopped working at the beginning of the summer.
Where was she working prior to the summer of 2004?
She was employed as a teacher.
Did she decide to take a summer vacation, or what happened?
She became pregnant with our son before the summer vacation started.
How old is that child at the present time?
He will be 7 months old tomorrow.
Is this your only marriage, Mr. Robertson, or have you been married before?
I got married when I graduated from high school.
How long did that marriage last?
We got divorced in 1990.
About how long did the marriage last?
Approximately 2.5 years.
Do you have any children from that prior marriage?
I have a daughter from that marriage.
How old is your daughter at the present time, Mr. Robertson?
She will be 20 on her next birthday.
Mr. Robertson, you have already stated you graduated from high school, is that right?
Yes, ma'am, that's right.
Did you attend college after graduation?
For a little while.
Approximately how long did you attend college?
I dropped out in the middle of the second semester.
You never went back to college or a different school after that time?
That's right.
Approximately how long have you been working for UPS?
It will be 15 years next month.
What other kinds of employment have you had, Mr. Robertson?
I had a few jobs during high school.
Have you always been a truck driver there at UPS?
I started out working in the office prior to becoming a driver.
Do you remember approximately how long you worked in the office?
I believe I was there about 1.5 years.
Have you ever been involved in an accident prior to the one involved in this case?
I was involved in an accident when I was in high school.
Were you the driver of the vehicle involved in that accident?
That's correct.
Were you injured in that accident, Mr. Robertson?
Not at all.
Was the person in the other car injured?
There was no other car.
Please explain how that happened.
I was backing out of my driveway and I ran over my friend's mailbox.
Have you had other accidents, Mr. Robertson?
Not that I know of.
When did your most recent accident happen, Mr. Robertson?
It happened last September.
Do you remember the exact date of the accident?
I believe it was the 5th of September.
Where were you going at the time of the accident, sir?
I was driving my regular route here in Dallas.
What time of day did the accident occur?
It was in the middle of the morning, I believe.
Would 10:15 sound pretty close to the correct time?
I believe that's correct.
Where were you going when this accident happened?
I was going to make my first delivery of the day.
Was the traffic light or heavy at the time of the accident?
It was very heavy.
Do you remember what the weather was like on that particular morning?
It was a little cloudy but not raining.
Had it been raining prior to the time the accident happened?
I don't believe so.
Do you know where your first delivery was that morning?
It was an office building close to the airport area.
How far is that location from the scene of the accident?
I don't know.
Do you have any idea at all?
I would say about 1.5 miles.
Did you have anyone in the truck with you that day?
We don't carry passengers in our trucks.
Is that a company policy or something?
It certainly is.
Do you ever carry passengers with you?
Only if they are employees of UPS.
Were you injured in some way during this accident?
I injured my shoulder and my back.
To your knowledge, was anyone else injured in the accident?
I believe the driver of the other vehicle was also injured.
Did you talk to the driver of the other vehicle following the accident?
Just for a few minutes.
Did he say anything that you can recall at this time?
He stated that he never saw the stop sign.
Did he say anything about his injuries there at the scene of the accident?
He just said that his head was hurt.
Do you know if anyone called an ambulance?
I believe somebody called the ambulance.
How long did it take the ambulance to get to the scene of the accident?
The best I can recall, it was less than 5 minutes.
Were either one of you taken to the hospital in the ambulance?
The other driver was bleeding, so they took him in the ambulance.
Did you ever go to the hospital?
I left as soon as my replacement arrived.
Were you treated by EMS there at the scene of the accident?
They wanted to request another ambulance for me, but I refused.
Why did you refuse treatment there at the scene?
Because I had already decided to go to the hospital on my own.
Did anyone give you a ride to the hospital?
My wife drove over and transported me to the hospital.
Was your wife teaching at the time this accident occurred?
She was already at home with our son at the time.
Were you admitted to the hospital or were you treated and released?
They examined me and took some x-rays before they sent me home.
Did they prescribe some treatment for your injuries?
They gave me a prescription and sent me to another doctor.
Did you receive treatment from the other doctor at a later time?
He was able to see me the next morning.
Welcome to the RPR Literary Examination Warm-Up Material.